Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And make sure to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Week 3 of football's in the books. Now it's time to get ready for Week 4. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 4, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Here's the offer. You can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash $100. How could you pass that up? So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 4, bet a dollar on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante. I am joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along a bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, let's get right into the news. James Franklin met with the media this week. Andy, the first thing was James Franklin announcing that Micah Parsons definitely will not be returning. Is that a surprise to you?
The fact that Micah's not returning is not a surprise. I think there's a couple factors. I do believe James when he said there was some legitimate conversations. You hear some of the other big name, potential high draft picks in the Big Ten. Some of them are coming back, Minnesota receiver, a couple guys at Ohio State. You saw that they announced that they were coming back. I think a couple things for Michael. One is I think the top of the list is his son. And, you know, I think it was hard for him as a football player, like knowing Micah the football player, to when did he last play in January? And he won't play a game again until September of 2021. I think that was a strong pull and a tug for him. And I honestly think seeing what happened to, you know, former Penn State, great running back in New York Giants, Saquon Barkley with his knee and how fast it can go away. I think seeing that and some of the other guys in the NFL that are having, you know, injury issues, that kind of was part of his decision as well, I think. So it's not a surprise to me at all. And I still think it was the right decision for Micah.
I also believe his draft stock can't get higher than it is after that performance in the Cotton Bowl. I mean, that's the lasting memory everybody will have of his college career. And I can't imagine, you know, having a better game than that. I also felt like that created almost unrealistic expectations for him coming into this season. So as far as his draft stock, I don't believe it was going to get any higher. There were a couple other issues addressed. And Bob, it was kind of interesting, James Franklin's answer to the question when he was asked about the status of some of the players who have had off-field issues. And there's some pretty predominant names involved. So what did you read into his answer?
Yeah, and I think that James answered it exactly the way that a head football coach should have. Now, we're talking right now, you guys, it's I believe, unless my memory fails me, it's the first day of October. There's still 3 weeks plus to go until they play at Indiana. And there, you know, there's still some things that have to be sorted out. I think, you know, there's a number of significant players that are facing alleged off the field issues, and I think there's a legal component to that. I think James has to have some conversations with the players and the parents, depending on how the legal issues are resolved. I don't know that they are as we talk about this, but I would just say that he's been very consistent in terms of setting policy with regard to if you guys mess up via off the field issues, there's going to be a penalty to play. He is not afraid to sit people a game or half a game, key players. He's done it before. And I think for him, I think he will continue to do that, because if he does not, he sends a wrong message to players, especially the younger players, about, you know, the what goes into making smart decisions on the field. I would expect that Penn State, if these things do play out in the courts and there are some penalties invoked, I would expect that Penn State will be shorthanded when they open against Indiana. And that we're talking about a couple of significant players and a couple of players that will impact depth. But you do have to wait until some things are resolved. And I don't think we're going to hear anything more from James and probably until game week. But when you do ask him about specific players on game week, he's pretty good about saying violation of team rules, we won't have them available. But I don't think they're going to have 100% of their roster available for Indiana.
So when he uses the phrase no status change, that does not necessarily mean we're going to see every one of those players in uniform when they take on Indiana in a few weeks.
Yeah, all right, correct.
All right. Hey, speaking of Indiana, Andy, James Franklin is pretty adamant he does not want to play on Thursday or Friday for that game. It's not official yet that the game will be on Saturday. Could you explain to me why he has a problem with that? I would think he's got 5 weeks, you know, preparation going into Indiana, and then just 1 week prior to Ohio State. I would think he would love to play on Thursday or Friday and then have that extra time to get ready for Ohio State.
Yeah, so I think this is just my opinion. I think James is a little, how should I put it? Like he's getting a little more stuck to what he believes rather than what he might think could be the reality. I mean, whether or not you play on a Thursday or Friday or Saturday, so in going in a COVID football world, you might not have a choice in any of that in the future, right? He's just expressing an opinion or a preference. He doesn't like Thursday nights. Why would anybody like Thursday nights with an NFL game on? Fridays are for high school. James has said that many times. Like, Fridays are for high school. It's not for college. And that's why I think he prefers the game on Saturday. I don't think it has anything to do with prepping for the next game or anything. I just think that's James being James in terms of his personal belief of when he thinks college football should be played. That's really it. I don't think there's any strategy or any gamesmanship or anything involved. It's just like, no, James is like, I don't want to play on Thursdays, and now they have NFL games. Fridays for high school, Saturdays for me. That's just the way I think.
Yeah, so Andy, I would say there is a little bit more to it, and it goes to James Franklin's belief system and his personality. He is, I don't even know if I call him borderline OCD. He is OCD. He likes to have everything planned down to the minute, whether it's in season or out of season, whether it's practice schedules, whether it's spring practice. He's probably got next year's spring practice planned out, assuming they are cleared to do it. He is very much a guy that wants to be on schedule. He wants plenty of heads up if there's going to be any changes, because it just throws him off. I just remember his first game. The team had to travel to Ireland. He was not happy about it because it impacted the next 2 weeks, I think, of his prep time for other games. He doesn't like last-minute surprises. He wants to have a plan for everything. And his whole thing is if they were gonna play this game on Friday, he wanted to know about it, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever they made the decision to restart. Now, I know that you can't do that because of COVID, but I think it's just something that would nag at him. And I think that is also in play with regard to the not always playing on Saturday so he could always have a plan for that game.
I believe, though, the couple games that they played, and again, they weren't huge games, but when they have had to play on a Friday night, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, it was like Illinois,
right,
and Maryland. Mm-hmm. And I think the results were pretty good.
They were good, but the Illinois game actually, I think Illinois was actually leading in the third quarter before Penn State went on an amazing run to close him out. I think they ended up scoring 63 points, but it was actually a game. Yeah, in the Maryland game, that was a Friday night that, oh boy, that I thought it was going to be a good game. I think it was 52-0 or 59-0, but they do fare well on Fridays, but I think that had more to do with the opponent maybe than the day of the week.
Probably the case. All right, Andy, you know, when talking about interrupting schedules with just playing perhaps Friday night instead of Saturday, there could obviously be a bigger disruption with all of this COVID activity going on. The good news, and I'm thinking this is good news, Penn State announced their testing for the week, and they had 16 positive tests out of 987. Quick math work, that's approximately 1.6%. And to understand, that raw number of 16 is not 16 football players.
Right.
This is across the whole athletic department. And, you know, that number, that's a pretty good number, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, Penn State's having a good luck with it. You just, once you start playing, then you start getting more, I would assume, even in the Big Ten. You're starting to get more. Once they start playing, you start getting more football-based numbers, right? Because the level of testing becomes higher because you're playing the game, you're playing the opponent, you're going on the road. It just becomes, you know, there becomes more football-centric testing in terms of, you know, what's released. You see what's going on at Notre Dame. Virginia Tech had an outbreak earlier this year. And some of the numbers for the teams that have already started playing in the ACC and the SEC, you're getting like the number of tests that are impacting football players only. So I think once the Big Ten starts playing and you have to go into a deeper level of testing slash protocols because you're moving a lot more and you're actually playing an opponent, I think you'll start to see where they come in. And it could affect the schedule because, you know, as we've talked about and everybody knows, they're in a tight window. There's no wiggle room. So how it plays out, nobody knows, but right now you're getting testing numbers across the athletic department. But once they start playing, I'm just guessing, and I'm based on what's happened already, is you'll get more football-centered numbers so you know exactly what is going on with your team.
Real quick, James is fanatical about keeping the guys, you know, focused off the field. He told a story that he saw five guys walking downtown, five players, four of them had masks on. So he saw one guy without a mask. He blew up his phone with text reminding him to wear a mask. They didn't got his parents involved. So this, I think that James is just so relentless that I think Penn State players are probably scared to mess up and not go through all the safety protocols.
I love that. If you screw up, I'm calling your mom. That is it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, we have Ross coming in for Tucker's Tape.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook, you don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. Pick any team during week four, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.